shanty. Shanty often gets translated as patience or forbearance. But if I could translate it in any way, I think I'd translate it as burning. Shanti, that, and it's all there in the Buddha's enlightenment, in that his willingness to stay with and be with and be and turn towards the experience of Mara, you know, Mara's hordes, hatred and greed. You know, he's willing. You know, that for me is the image of the Buddha. He's willing just to stay with it, not turn away from it, not think he shouldn't be experiencing, just being with it. And in that being with, the way I see it is that if you can truly be with it, it's almost like you're burning off those kind of habit energies that are, you know, at the moment are kind of predominant in us. The more we can actually sit with an experience without pushing away, and just staying open to it, and then something else is on the other side of that. So, you know, what we're called, you know, what I'm called to do in parenting is to surrender, is to practice that just being with all the ways in which this doesn't fit in with my plan. Just sitting with that, and letting go and letting go. And in that, we have this ability to observe ourselves, to be that awareness. And one of the things I was thinking of is also that our children, we can see our children as aspects of our mind. Like we're in a meditation, and we're the broad awareness, the broad, loving, non-personal awareness that just is witnessing all these other aspects of ourselves, wanting, clinging, craving, hating, you know, loving, all of those things that go on with our children. And being able to, you know, be in that, sitting back and being in that awareness, and allowing, and how, you know, what happens then? That's kind of what happens then. It's not like you can predict. It's not like you're doing it in order to get a certain result, but you're sitting back and just allowing and seeing what happens then, what happens now. Yeah, and that I found that really useful practice. And just, you know, what if that was the case? What if they just were aspects of our mind? There's a lot in parenting in which, you know, we can transform ourselves. Shambhala warriors transforming ourselves. What about transforming the world? Isn't staying at home, because it, you know, parenting doesn't involve a lot of staying at home. You know, isn't that somehow a cop out? You know, how is that transforming the world? You know, I mean, obviously we can say, yeah, well, if we transform ourselves, we transform the world. We're also looking at something a little bit broader than that, some other way of moving out into the world. And I think, you know, partly I think that, you know, we are sowing seeds as practitioners with children. We are sowing seeds in our children. 2 years ago, my daughter was watching one of the plays, and Kerouin, one of the children here, he's come for loads, she was in the play for the day, and she was the Buddha. And she said, I don't know if any of you saw her, she was the Buddha. She sat like this, and Mara's horse came, oh my goodness, with branches, with, you know, swords, with, I mean, they literally threw all kinds of things at her, and she was extraordinary. She just sat there like this throughout the whole thing, and I watched my daughter, who was then three, watching her, and she was just like this, watching Kerouin being the Buddha, withstanding that. It went in very deeply with her. And then just two months ago, we were at a different retreat that I was leading, parents and children retreat, and they were doing a play. And guess who wanted to be the Buddha? And guess who sat like this through? Mara's horse weren't quite as horde like as the ones previously, but she, you know, that the seed was in her. There was something in her. She's got that in her, and I think, you know, obviously we just don't know. You know, I'm sure my daughter's going to become an accountant in the city. You know, we just don't know. But, you know, I do believe that all these seeds that we're planting, you know, as parents with our children, practicing with our children, I'm sure they're having an effect on the world. I'm sure they have an effect on the world.